أبعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. Why does such an event occur? What is the meaning of this eclipse? And what does the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم tell us about this? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, الشمس والقمر لا ينكسفان لموت أحد ولا لحياته ولكنهما آيتان من آيات الله فإذا رأيتموهما فصلوا. The Prophet ﷺ told us that the sun and the moon do not eclipse because of someone's death or life, but they are two signs among the signs of Allah, so pray whenever you see them. This is a remarkable hadith specifically because we know that the Prophet ﷺ had to suffer and endure the death of one of his children. And when this death took place in such an extreme time of mourning, there was an eclipse. And so many of the Sahaba had said to one another, it seems as if even in the heavens there is mourning. That even in the heavens something is taking place, some sort of celestial event is taking place to demonstrate that the Prophet ﷺ is being mourned, this passing as well is being felt up there. And the Prophet ﷺ clarified, and you have to imagine that if this was a charlatan, if the Prophet ﷺ had been fake, then clearly he would have taken advantage of such an opportunity to say absolutely. And yet, subhanAllah, had he done that, a'udhu billah, you know, such a thought, but then we would have fitna in our ummah all the time. Every time there's a solar eclipse, someone would be wondering, who was it that was special that died? Who was it that was special that was born? What is taking place? We'd have all sorts of people claiming, I'm the person that was born X amount of years ago because of such and such an eclipse. I am this person who's so special. It would have created all sorts of problems. And instead, the truth is what the Prophet ﷺ said, because he is the most truthful in speech, and he said that these are ayat of Allah, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the question is, what is the purpose? In another hadith, he says, لا ينكسفان لموت أحد ولكن الله تعالى يخوف بها عباده. That these two eclipses, they do not happen because of the birth or death of anybody, but rather, instead, we should know that Allah Ta'ala allows us to take place to instill fear in His slaves. At-takhwif, yukhawwifu, that He instills fear in us. And so yes, we should take this as a moment to feel a sense of fear, a sense of shock, that the purpose of this eclipse is to remember that the night and the day pass with such regularity and precision that we take them for granted. We assume that every day, sun's gonna come up, sun's gonna go down, and this life, it starts to delude us into thinking that it's gonna last forever. We forget that this system is being controlled and maintained by Allah Ta'ala, so sometimes Allah Ta'ala causes an irregularity to take place to remind us that nothing in this universe, including us, will last forever. Nothing in this universe lasts forever. And so that is what you should be remembering. In the middle of the daytime, when the sky gets blackened out, you should remember that yes, just as there was this irregularity in today, there will be this irregularity where I myself will have to leave this world, where this whole world will be broken apart and destroyed. That we need to remember that despite this regularity, we should not be deluded into thinking that we will live perpetually and forever. So Allah Ta'ala gives us signs to instill a sense of consciousness within us. As Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. We do not send these ayat except as a warning to instill fear within you. So how does it instill fear? Why does it instill fear? Because it is a preview of Judgment Day. As Allah Ta'ala tells us, يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرُ وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرُ وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ كَلَّا لَا وَزَرُ إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمُسْتَقَرُ يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرُ. That the human being, he asks, when is the day of resurrection? Then Allah responds, so when the vision is dazzled and the moon darkens, and the word here is khasafa al-qamar, khusuf. So this is a reference to the lunar eclipse, wallahu alam. Wajumi'a ash-shamsu wal-qamar, and the sun and the moon are joined. This is a reference to a solar eclipse. And on that time, man will say, where is the place of escape? No, there is no refuge. To your Lord, that day is the place of permanence. Man will be informed that day of what he sent ahead and what he left behind. Everything that you did, you will know about. Everything you sent to the Akhirah will be known on that day on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And everything that you left behind, all the potential, all the wealth that you could have used, that you didn't use, you will know everything on that day. What potential you had, what you used, and what you didn't. So Allah Ta'ala is letting us know that one of the signs of Qiyamah is what? Jumi'a ash-shamsu wal-qamar. Something that we're going to see. So it's supposed to remind us. You could say that this is a preview of what is to take place. So how should we feel? We should feel afraid. As Abu Musa relates, rahimahullah, radha anhu, he says, خَسَفَتِ الشَّمْسِ فَقَامَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَزِعًا يَخْشَى أَن تَكُونَ السَّاعَةَ. That the sun eclipsed and the Prophet ﷺ got up, afraid that it might be the hour. So when we see this preview of Yawm al-Qiyamah, we should be reminded of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And remember, what we should do, which is what? فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ شَيْئًا مِنْ ذَلِكَ فَافْزَعُوا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَدُعَائِهِ وَاسْتِغْفَارِهِ. So when you see anything of that, when you see there's a solar or lunar eclipse, what should you do? You should be fearful of that, and that fear should drive you. You should fearfully what? Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope inshallah ta'ala when you're looking up, we don't just treat it like it's a party. We should be what? Making adhkar. Saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. We should be making dua, Allahumma aghfirli, astaghfirullah. And we should be making al-istighfar, asking Allah ta'ala to forgive us. Asking Allah ta'ala to pardon us for our sins and our mistakes. You don't know how quickly a punishment may fall, how quickly the angel of death can appear to us, visit you and take your life. And you do not know how quickly judgment day can be established. As Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ. And the command for the hour is not but as a glance, like the blinking of an eye, or even nearer. You have no idea how quickly this can come. So we should be afraid and not be like the people of Ad who saw the signs coming and they thought it was just a party. They saw the clouds coming in and they thought, oh, this is just good news. This is rain. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ قَالُوا هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْتِرُنَا بَلْ هُوَ مَا اسْتَجَعْتُمْ بِهِ رِيحٌ فِيهَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And when they saw it as a cloud approaching their valleys, they said, this is a cloud bringing us rain. Rather, it is that which you were impatient for, a wind within a painful punishment, within it a painful punishment. And furthermore, subhanAllah, Ibn Taymiyyah, he comments on this, rahimahullah, he says that when it comes to the solar or lunar eclipse, why should we feel this sense of fear? Because subhanAllah, it could be the announcement of a punishment. It could be the case that Allah Ta'ala is announcing a punishment, even despite the fact that we can calculate, even despite the fact that we might know when it's going to be established, we can still take from this that perhaps Allah Ta'ala is giving us a sign that some people in some place, somewhere, are going to be punished by Allah Ta'ala. This is the whole idea of instilling fear. Fear of what? Fear that something dreadful might take place. So I cannot guarantee what will or will not happen, where in the world or when. But we can say that we should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanAllah, I would say this. Given our current climate, given our current political situation, given the fact that we get to comfortably celebrate our iftars and eat comfortably, and we get to celebrate our Eid and party and have a good time, and given the fact that subhanAllah, all around the world, specifically in the Holy Land, we have people suffering and dying, and the Ummah is doing nothing about it. Specifically the fact that there are countries around the world that have gathered together to send money and reinforcement so that they can continue their abuses. And given the fact that we spent a month making dua, not just us but the entire ummah making dua that Allah Ta'ala will relieve us of this adab, of this terrible calamity, it just might be the case that this is a warning and a reminder that Allah Ta'ala can punish. And who knows what we will see in the future days. We just might see the criminals being punished. And all we can do is pray that Allah Ta'ala does not make us from amongst them. That Allah Ta'ala forgives us of our sins. That we beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness for our weaknesses, for our deficiency. And that we say, Ya Allah, do not include us in such a terrible punishment. So how do we remove this fear? We repent, we worship, we pray, and we remember Allah. As the Prophet says, فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ كُسُوفًا فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ حَتَّى يَنْجَلِيَا. So when you see these eclipses, then remember Allah until it starts to brighten up. During the entirety of this darkness, you should be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet has a number of ahadith. I'm not going to get into all of it because it's going to take too long. I'll mention just a few points. That when the Prophet gave the khutbah after the eclipse, the Prophet would mention many different things to instill fear into the believers. In one narration, it talks about how the Prophet says, فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ ذَلِكْ فَدُعُوا اللَّهَ وَكَبِّرُوا وَصَلُّوا وَتَصَدَّقُوا. That when you see this eclipse, what should you do? You should make dua, you should pray to Allah. You should kabbiru, say Allahu Akbar. Remind yourself that Allah is great. And furthermore, sallu, you should pray as we did, alhamdulillah, وَتَصَدَّقُوا, you should be giving in charity. And he then said what? Ya ummat Muhammad, wallahi ma min ahadin aghyaru min Allahi an yazniya abduhu aw tazniya ummatuhu. Ya ummat Muhammad, wallahi law ta'lamuna ma a'lamu la dhahiktum qalilan wa la bakaytum kathiran. He said that, O followers of Muhammad, by Allah, there is nobody who has more protective jealousy, more ghira than Allah. Then he has forbidden his slaves from sexual immorality, from zina. So this is a reminder to all of us, fear Allah and remind yourself of your own sins. What you look at that is haram, and what you do and what you say that is haram. So it's not just a threat to people out there, but it's to ourselves as well. And then he also said, O followers of Muhammad, by Allah, if you knew what I knew, then you would laugh little and you would weep much. SubhanAllah, this is a moment to take reflection. And furthermore, the Prophet gave the reminder and said what? وَإِنَّهُ قَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّكُمْ تُفْتَنُونَ فِي الْقُبُورِ مِثْلَ فِتْنَةِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ. When you die, you will have this great testing in the graves. So severe, it'll be like the testing of this Masih al-Dajjal. يُؤْتَ أَحَدُكُمْ. One of you will be brought forth. فَيُقَالِ. It will be said to him, مَا عِلْمُكَ بِهَذَا الرَّجُلِ. What do you know about this man? And they will be presented with the Prophet ﷺ. And the believer will be able to say, he is Allah's messenger. He is Muhammad, who came to us with clear evidence and guidance. So we believed in him when we accepted his teachings and followed him and trusted him. And the angels will allow this person to sleep comfortably and say, yes, we know that you are a believer. Whereas others, the hypocrites, the doubtful person, they will be asked, what did you know about this man? And they will say, I don't know except what I heard other people saying. So I said the same thing. So the hypocrite who didn't follow the Prophet, who didn't apply the sunnah, will say, yeah, I heard about this person, I just said what everybody else was saying. I didn't actually get to know the Prophet personally. So subhanAllah, this is a reminder to you personally, to all of us, that we want to apply the sunnah. We should have fear of Allah Ta'ala during these times. Remember Allah and allow this to instill fear into us. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us of our sins. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those who are safe from any sort of punishment. May Allah forgive us and give victory to the believers. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana fi Falastin. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana fi Falastin. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana fi Falastin. O Allah, give victory to the believers all around the world. Protect the believers in all the different countries that are suffering. O Allah, protect our brothers in Gaza and allow them to be safe from this punishment. And Ya Allah, punish those who are inflicting such a grave calamity upon them. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we're probably going to pray Dhuhr right now, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.